healing illness from within. When I get ill, I want to get better, so I want the illness to disappear from my life. Basically, this does mean I want to get back to a past, to a time when I was not ill. So I want to go back. And there is, of course, a problem. For the universe, life itself wants to go forward. It wants change, things to be different. And this is often the spiritual reason for illness. You want to get the illness out of your life, but the illness wants you to change. An illness is always the bringer of change, the herald of change. And the reason for you getting ill is trying to hold back the change the illness wants to bring. So this is the struggle with illness. Of course, when you get ill, your body needs attention, treatment. But there is always, even behind a little illness, a little accident, a spiritual reason. And the reason is always it wants you to change. So you need always to ponder, okay, which change that life wants to bring me, that the universe wants to bring me, that my soul wants to bring me, am I holding back? What is this illness trying to tell me? And this might be things like changing your job, changing your relationships, changing your behavior, or perhaps, and this is more difficult, changing the way you think about yourself, about other people, about the world. And changing the way you think always brings different feelings. For thinking and feelings are connected. When you are afraid, for instance, you start to worry. Now, when you force yourself to think differently, not on the basis of fear, but on the basis of love, you will notice a change in your feelings. So, I mentioned several things that your illness might be telling you, the change it wants to bring. But this is the key in healing illness. You cannot go back to the past, to a point in your life where the illness did not exist. Life wants to go forward. And if you want to get rid of the illness, you have to accept the change it wants to bring you. And sometimes this change can mean that the illness wants you, encourages you, to leave this plane of existence. This might be, especially if you are young, very hard. But there is more than this plane of existence, than this earthly life in the universe. And your destiny might be somewhere in the cosmos, far from here, a totally different plane of existence, a new dimension. And you have to accept this. You have to accept that you are so much more than just a human being living here in this age, in this country, on Earth. So the healing of the illness might be embracing your cosmic identity, and might not be the healing of the body, but the dying of the body. But this is, of course, not usually, unusually, but it is far more often that when you accept an inner change, a change in your way of thinking, of a change in your way of living, the illness disappears from your life. And this is healing from within. You do no longer focus on getting rid of the illness, but on the inner change it wants to bring. And the first step, of course, is accepting this. Not thinking any longer about how do I get rid of this illness, what medicines do I need, but focus on the fact, what is this illness telling me? Accepting the fact that the illness is a messenger of change. It wants you to change. Accepting this, and accept the fact that you are ready for this change. That you are ready to entering a new phase in your life. Where you will become a different person, closer to your real self. And this is the key, that the illness wants a change in your life, in your way of thinking, in your way of being, that brings you closer to your real self. For when you enter this earthly life, you enter a system, energies that are more or less alien to the soul. Your family, your society tells you what kind of person you should be, how you should think, how you should behave. And this is often very unnatural to the soul. So, it might be time, right now, to embrace yourself, to go back to your source. And I am telling you, this source, your real self, is very, very beautiful. It's eternal. And it's time to embrace the light that you are and your illness, if you are ill, is helping you to reach this beautiful goal. Thank you for listening. And I'm now going to offer you a meditation to help you with this.